a prayer for our children, prosperity.
To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. As a king abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of the United States of America. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world that they should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made them accepted in the beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life, in him who is true. In his Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for our children, their posterity, their house, their entire family, and their nation, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on their behalf, and for all men. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to them the riches of his glory, we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for our children, their posterity, their house, for their entire family, their friends, neighbors, and countrymen, and their nation, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of their nation and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people and all the people of their nation and all men, so that our children and their family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Is written the things that we speak and pray for our children, their family, and their nation. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man, like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ, through us, speaks to our children and their nation are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that he shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children and their entire house, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed, and their entire nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord Most High, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up our children and their entire house to the Father. Hear the voice of our supplications when we cry to you, O Heavenly Father, when we lift up our hands towards your holy sanctuary. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, bless our children and their nation and keep them. Grace to them and their nation, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed our children and their family with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose them in him before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made our children accepted in the beloved. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the shepherd and overseer of their soul, in Christ we pray. Our beloved children and their entire family may prosper in all things and be in health, just as their souls prosper. Let his divine power give to our children and their people all things that pertain to life and godliness. In Christ we pray, our children and their loved ones seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added to them and their house. As a fellow worker for the truth, we ask in the name of Jesus, for he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than the angels of God, that our children and their people be filled with wisdom and understanding, so that riches and honor are with them and their family, enduring riches and righteousness. Let their fruit be better than gold, yes, than fine gold, and their revenue than choice silver. In Christ we pray that our children and their people may traverse the way of righteousness in the midst of paths of justice, that they may inherit wealth, that they may fill their treasuries. In the name of Jesus, firstborn of all creation, in Christ we ask for the blessing of the Lord for our children and their nation, treasures in the spirit, treasures in the heart, and riches in the natural, with no sorrow. Prosperity and abundance with faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. May God teach our children and their family to profit and lead them in the way they should go. In the name of Jesus, who is the brightness of God's glory and the express image of his person, in Christ we ask God, our provider, to open his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to their land in its season, and to bless all the work of their hand. In Christ we pray that our children and their people shall lend, but they shall not borrow. They shall owe no one anything except to love one another. The Lord shall make our children and their nation the head and not the tail. They shall be above only and not be beneath. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. In the name of Jesus Christ, appointed heir of all things, in Christ we pray that our children and their people will be continually with the Lord. The Lord shall hold their right hand and give them counsel, and afterward receive them and theirs to glory. Where our children and their nation have been unwise, may God, their helper, bring restoration. All that was lost, may God restore double, and all that was stolen, may they receive sevenfold. In Christ we pray that God will restore to our children and their nation the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is the image of God, may the Lord give our children and their nation favor in the sight of their enemies, so that they grant them what they request. Tremble before him, Jesus the Lord. All the earth and the world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad, and let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord of glory, may the God of knowledge teach our children and their family to give in good measure, so with the same measure it shall be given back to them. Let our children and their nation not put their trust in wealth and riches of this world, but trust in the Lord, have faith in the Lord, and they shall flourish like foliage and abound with blessings. In the name of Jesus Christ, who stands at the right hand of God, let their conduct be without covetousness, and our children and their people be content with such things as they have. In the name of Jesus Christ, his name be magnified forever. Let the God of patience and comfort grant our children and their people to be rich in a generous soul, and beware of covetousness with the understanding that one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things they possess. For a little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will lay up for themselves and their descendants treasures in heaven. Let our children and their people be good providers and leave an inheritance to their children. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Life, in Christ we pray that our Lord Jesus Christ will guide our children and their nation continually, and may his counsel stand in their hearts. In Christ we ask that our children and their family do not lack any good thing. My God shall supply all their needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Highest, may the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, pour out on our children and their people abundantly through Jesus Christ their Savior, his Holy Spirit, that they are filled with comfort and exceedingly joyful in all their tribulation. In Christ we pray that the Lord their Provider will open for our children and their nation the windows of heaven and pour out for them such blessings that there not be room enough to receive it. In the name of Jesus Christ, he that is before all things, in Christ we ask the God of all grace, the Father of lights, grant to our children and their nation, according to their heart's desire, and fulfill all their purpose. We give thanks to the Lord for the gifts of riches and wealth for our children and their nation, and the power to eat of it, to receive their heritage, and rejoice in their labor. Let us give thanks to your holy name, to triumph in your praise. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ from everlasting to everlasting. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation, and all of their people by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in them. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify them completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his. The world in all its fullness, he has founded it, the north and the south, the east and the west, he has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children, their entire bloodline and their nation, the riches of his glory, we claim our children and their house, their entire bloodline, all of their people, their family, their children, and their children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin. And do this knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. In Christ we pray that our children and their nation, in one accord, will pray for the peace of Jerusalem. For it is written, may they prosper who love you. The Lord bless our children and their nation out of Zion, and may they see the good of Jerusalem all the days of their life. As kings and priests of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree our children and their nation shall stand with Israel against the ungodly nations, for their shield belongs to the Lord, and their king to the Holy One of Israel.
In the name of Jesus Christ, who has authority over all flesh,
we ask and receive all these things. Concerning this prayer of faith that we pray for our children and their house, we come into agreement with them, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth, and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence for God's thoughts towards our children and their house, our thoughts of peace to give them a future and a hope. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to our children and their descendants, according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to them and their house. In him who is true, as one we execute the written judgment, this honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, my covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. It shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes his word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Psalms 33:1. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved, for in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant who the Lord calls. Joel 2:32. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. Malachi 1:11. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works, believing that our children, their descendants, and their nation receive all we ask for them, knowing that it is the will of God, and he hears us. In Jesus' name, so be it. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children. These things, says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. Amen. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God.